Okay, so let's jump to the end of the parsha. Because there's a moment which is very psychologically interesting, and different mafarshim take the psychological tension differently, and I think it's worth examining. Right. So, after 20 years of being tormented by his father-in-law, Yaakov finally decides to abscond in the middle of the night. Good word there for the SATs, you know. And Lavan doesn't take well to this, so he chases after him, and he goes through all of his stuff, right? He said, "You stole my gods," and Yaakov's finally had it. He's like, "What is wrong with you?" Right? Well, actually, one pasuk before, right? He says, I'll go back to the Lamed Vav. He says, "Vayichar LeYaakov, Vayirim LeLavan, Vayan Yaakov, Vayirim LeLavan, Ma Pishi, Ma Chadati, Kidalach Der Acharai." He's furious. He says, "What was my sin that you pursued me? What was my crime? Ki Mishashtet Kol Kelayim, Amatzati, Mikol Klei Veitecha, Simko Neged Achai, Vacher Veochichu Ben Shenu." What did you find? Show me. Your brothers are here. My brothers, put it down. Right? What did I steal? He said, "Zeh Shim Shonachi An Imach Rechilecha Vitecha Loshi Kelo Veileitzon Chalo Achalti." For 20 years, I'm with you. Your sheep, your goats, none of them miscarried. Right? I didn't eat them. Treifalo Aviti Alecha Anochi Achatan Amiyaditi Vachenagunaviti Yom Gunaviti Laila. I never brought a dead animal. If something died, I paid for it of my own money because you would force me to. Right, whether it was stolen during the day or night, hayiti vayom achalani chore v'kerach balayla v'derish shnati me'inai, heat consumed me in the day, frost at night, sleep fled from my eyes. Ze li esrim shana b'veitecha avaticha arbaz reshana b'shnei v'notecha u'shneishanim b'tzonecha v'tachalev en maskurti atzertunim. 20 years I'm in your house, and I worked for you. 14 years for your daughters, 6 years for your flock. You switched my wages 10 times. Lulei Eloi Avi Eloi Avram Avachat Yitzchak Ayeli Ki Atarei Kam Shilachtani Yadgiven Yigia Kapai Ra'al Him Vayochamash. If not for God, who decided that you were not going to send me empty, right, this would all be over, right? So Yaakov is clearly furious. Yes, right. The worst,
yeah.
Right? He's furious. But I want to focus on one word, right? Because it's clear why he's angry. But a lot of the Mepharshim pick up on a weird word in Pasuk Mem Aleph, and that is Li, right? Ze Li Esrim Shana Ve'enecha. 20 years for me in your house, right? So he's like, you've already said that, right? What is he adding by this, like, 20 years I have been in your house, 20 years for me? Like, what? Right? Why is that, like, the climax of this rant, right? Which, the general contours of the rant are, how are you still suspecting me? You are the liar. You are the trickster. I have gone out of my way to work hard and be honest for 20 years, right? And in the end, okay. So the Netziv says something fascinating psychologically. And he says, you know why? You know why I'm upset? Ze li. Ma shenogeh elai beitecha hu lehefech. So the reason I am upset is because everything is upside down. Right? Everything is upside down. You know why? V'hizkir lo zot lahagid ki achshad ba bishvil shu ba'atzmo ish avel umirma al kenu choshed bekshirim. Says, you know what the problem is? Everyone suspects people with their own character flaws. Right? He's like, me, Zeli Esrim Shana. Right? Listen, I was there for 20 years and I was honest. But you know why you're suspecting me? Because you are a liar. 20 years that I was in your house, you've done nothing but deceive me. And therefore, you see the whole world. You don't see my honesty instead, right? You view the world through your own corrupt lens. And for 20 years, you've cheated me. And therefore, you're convinced that I must be stealing from you. But that's not on me. That's on you. Because me, I was honest. I suffered through your house, and I was honest. It's you who has the problem. Yeah.
Why did
Yaakov keep on taking not just say, okay, you cheated me twice, let me not like work for you and like
why people stay in manipulative relationships is a very good question, right? 14 of it was because he wanted to marry Rachel. And after that, he wanted some money. And, you know, people put up with things for a while if they don't have a better option. I don't know. Right? Right? Chazal assumes it's because Yosef was born. He's like, okay, now I can leave. Right? Right. And then he gives another example. Midrash Rabbah, Parshat Achray, Lamdu, the Shimshon and Nizar Harbe B'Shua, Mashemin and Achirem Al-Shua. Right? He says the same is true for good. That Shimshon keeps getting tricked by people because he believes them when they promise. So Midrash says, why does he keep believing them when they promise? Because he took vows very seriously, and therefore it didn't cross his mind that someone would violate a vow, right? We do this. The things that we take seriously, we assume other people take seriously, right? And the things that we don't, right? It's the opposite. So that's the nitziv, right? That's the li for him, is this emphasis on you are viewing me through the lens that is in your corrupt brain. Okay, that's how he reads it. Malbim says, "Ratzalomer ulai ala belibcha tovati." Right, he goes in the opposite direction, and he says, "Maybe you realized what you did for." He's like, "Maybe, you know, I saw you running after me, and I thought maybe you internalized the way you tortured me for 20 years. That 14 years you tricked me for my daughters, 6 years for." The money, and I was thinking, maybe Zel Lias Yom Shana, you finally realize what you did to me. Right? And I thought maybe that's why you're going through all my stuff, right? It's like you're looking and you're internalizing, my God, what did I do to this man? He worked for me 20 years and like, right, he has nothing of mine. Right? Maybe he should, because you know, I owe him. Right? So he says, that's the Lee. Is he saying, maybe, I thought for a second, maybe you were running after to make amends. And he says, nah. You know how I know that's not it? Because Zeli Esrim Shana Beveitecha, right? Because I was in your house for 20 years. And what? Vatachlevet Maskurti Aseret Monim. You had a million chances to feel bad about it. And you switched my salary 100 times over. You don't care. You know how I know? Because the only reason you are not hurting me right now is, what's the next pasuk? Because God stopped you. He's like, no, I thought that maybe you felt a little bit of remorse for the way you treated me for 20 years. No, it's because God himself stopped you from torturing me. You are still the same jerk that you have been for the last 2 decades. I have no Havamina. For a moment I had Havamina, but no, you are just a bad person. Okay, are we clear? You treated me badly, right? So the Nitziv says, Li is, you're looking at me the way you look at yourself. You're a cheat and a thief, so you think I am. But that's not my problem. That's your problem. The Malbim says, Li, I thought maybe you finally realized what you did to me and you felt bad about it. No, you really are just a jerk. God is the one who stopped you. What? For good reason, right? For good reason. The Kliyakar says, look, Ulamala Amar is a Eshim Shana Rochimach. Veloes Kermelet Li. He said, look, first he said, for 20 years I was in your house, but he never said Li. Right? What is this Li? Right? He's also, what is he adding by saying me? And he says, you know what it was? He said, listen, I wasn't really in your house very long. Right? You know why I wasn't in your house? Because I'm working for you out in the field, right? The Kliyakar claims it was only a month that he was actually in his house before he sent him out to work in the field. So of the 20 years, right, most of it I'm out there in some tent in the field while you're happy in your house because I'm your, you know, indentured servant, right? And he says, but you know what Lee is? You're right. I wasn't in your house for 20 years, but it feels like I was in your house for 20 years. I may have not seen you, but I was under your finger and you were tormenting me and you were tricking me and you were putting me in this situation. So I may not have actually suffered in your miserable house, right? But I experienced it as if I did. right? That's what he thinks Li is I wasn't literally in your house. I was out working for you, right? But I feel it. It was 1 month. He says it was Chodesh Chad Bavad of a Li Aishak Chodesh Zekezim. That 1 month felt like 20 miserable years. You horrible human being, right? My heart knows just how much hell you put me through, right? In that time, right? So that's what he thinks the word Li is. That Li is focusing on the fact that his experience of this time was horrible. And the Rabbeinu Bachaye says, what's Li? It's highlighting how unfair this was. He said, I am your son-in-law. You didn't do this to sue someone random. You did it to your flesh and blood. Right? Li. It's not like you just had some... It's bad enough you do it to some worker. Right? It's Li. You tricked me twice to marry your daughters. Right? I am the father of all of your grandchildren. Well, I don't know. Maybe he had sons at this point. Fine. Right? Of many of your grandchildren. I have married both of your daughters. According to the Midrash, four of your daughters. Right? You didn't just do this to someone random. Do you understand how bad of a person you are, Lavan? You did it, Li, to me. Me, your son-in-law. Also your nephew. Right? Also the father of your grandchildren. Me. Right? That is why you are such a bad human being. Right? And then he adds a Kabbalistic one. And says that it's not just Li. Right? But, right, he notes, the Rabbeinu Bachaye notes that elsewhere in Tanakh, Li is connected with God, right? Like, Ba'avur ze asa Li, Hashem v'tzeiti Mitzrayim ze Eli ve'anveyu. And therefore he's saying, maybe it's not just Li, it's not just me, but God, as it were, Shechina, was also there. That's a Kabbalistic one. But I want to focus, again, what I thought was fascinating was how many different psychological reads you got out of the Li, right? So, to review them again, according to the Netziv, the Li is, you are viewing me the way you view yourself. But that's not the reality of me. I'm honest. It's that you don't understand what it means to be honest. Right? That's the Netziv. The Malbim says, is I thought for a moment maybe you felt bad about what you did to me. Then I realized you're just a jerk. And God stopped you from treating me badly because you don't care about me at all. Right? The Kliyakar says, Li is that he's explaining how he felt. He's like, look, I get it. I didn't really live in your house for 20 years. I was out in the fields. But you know what? The little time I lived with you was misery. And it felt like a lot longer than it was because you are the worst. Right? And Rabbeinu Bachaye says the problem is he's saying it's not just you did this to someone random. You did it to me, your son-in-law, your nephew, the father of your grandchildren. Don't you understand how much worse this makes this? That you didn't just do it to somebody, but you did it to me. Right? And that's why I just think it's fascinating that after this tirade of 6-7 psukim, right, all these mepharshim say yes. But the climax when Yaakov finally says, this is not just objective, right? The problem is that it's me, right? Look me in the eyes. Do you understand that the problem isn't just that you committed a crime against someone, right? But there is so much psychological trauma packed into the fact that you did it to me. Right? And that, I think, is just very, very powerful. They see that, right, the climax of building to that one word, where finally Yaakov comes out and says, it's not just that you did it. It's you did it, right, to me. And what the angle is that he's taking, right, you see these four different perspectives, but that's the key for them to why Yaakov in the end of the day is just so upset. Okay. Well,